should want them to do well economically. Over the last few years, more Americans, more Mexicans, rather, sure, have left than have come in. Right. So this is working. So why do you want to change it? Plus, if you really do want to renegotiate, Bill, this is not exactly a way to get the Mexicans to show more flexibility. He wouldn't come here. Why do we think he's going to compromise?
And also, Donald Trump has a 3% approval rating in Mexico. And they know who he is. You know, unlike some presidents when they first take office, they don't like Donald Trump. My question to you, and you would know this, is do we have enough leverage? I mean, I feel like he thinks it's 1945 and we can tell everybody in the world to do exactly what we want and they will. And I think if he tries to pull this kind of stuff, Mexico will become hostile. Every country will become hostile. And I don't think we have that kind of pull anymore.
We don't. One of the reasons I wrote this book about a world in disarray is that's exactly right. What you've seen is a real spread of capacity. North Korea now has real capabilities. China obviously does. Russia does. We can't just insist on things. Plus, it's globalization now. We can't just make things work ourselves. We may do the right thing. But unless others also do the right thing, whether it's dealing with terrorism or cyber, you name it, alone, we don't have a lot of options. But we also learned this the hard way. We learned it in Iraq. We learned it in Vietnam. We may be stronger than anyone on paper, but bringing that to bear in practice is something very different.
Right. And if we make the world... if we make the world live without us, they might find they like it better.
Actually, that's... Actually, I actually argue the opposite. I think the world without us is not that anyone else replaces us. It's not that it works itself out. It actually begins to get really bad. I actually think a world left to its own devices will not sort itself out.
That's probably right.
Yeah. We're seeing it in the Middle East. In some ways, the Middle East has much less of us. They didn't do so well when they had a lot of us, but they're also not doing so well when they have very little of us.
Right.